We have a list of the Olympians that are
HBCU.
Our HBCUs on the Tom Jordan Foundation page. And Kendra Clark, Johnson C. Smith, track and field, Canada. Tia Adana Bell, St. Augustine, track and field, representing Barbados. Thierry Swadugo, Savannah. Swadugo?
I think it's Terry and Sawadogo.
Sawadogo. Savannah State, a swimmer representing Burkina and Faso. Where is that?
Yeah, I think.
Brandon Valentine Paris from Kaplan, track and field, representing St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And then we also list some Olympic alumnus from HBCU.
No, they're alums. They're currently participating. They're HBCU alums.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Chris Brown, Norfolk State, track and field. Roxori Cato, St. Augustine, track and field. Christina Epps, Coppin State, track and field, representing the United States. Raymond Giddings, St. Augustine. St. Augustine's got a hell of a track and field team, huh? Representing Barbados. Markeith Price, Tennessee State, track and field, representing the U.S. Jeff Henderson, Stillman, representing the U.S. in track and field. Brandon Jones, Hampton, the real H.U., representing Belize in track and field. Yvette Lewis, Hampton University, track and field from Panama. Francina McCrory from Hampton. Hampton's got a hell of a track and field team, huh? Representing the U.S. And Michael Tinsley from Jackson State, track and field from the United States.
By the way, Burkina Faso is a very small country in West Africa.
All right. Yeah.
And I'd just like to tell you, thank you to all who contacted me about PETA.
The guy from the Tongo. Yeah.
And thank you for all your good wishes. And I have several people who would like to travel with me to see if there are any other PETAs.
You're going to go find PETA Sybil? I hear you, girl.
Thank you, Jay.
So did you watch Power? Speaking of, and did you see? Did you see?
Speaking of PETAs.
Did you see?
I did.
50 Cent?
I did.
You did?
I thought it was a which is what a lot of men do. It was a big about nothing. I saw his little fitty. It was okay.
His little fitty.
Yeah. But it was just a glimpse. I don't understand why the big deal is where you have naked women on the screen, and yet he's upset because his stuff was shown. If you're not ashamed of it, why?
Go shorty. It's your birthday, huh?
Hello. We saw his butt. I don't think he had a butt double. That was all there.
Yeah?
Yeah, Fitty Moon Rising. But I don't think he had anything to be ashamed of.
Yeah?
No. I mean.
Did you roll it back?
No.
Don't say roll it back.
I did not rewind.
Did you rewind and freeze frame?
No.
It wasn't even worthy of that?
Well, no, I didn't see. It wasn't that much that you saw. It wasn't like, who's the dude that tweeted his private last week? The basketball player.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. In all of its glory. I mean, you really saw him. But it
was Draymond Green.
Yeah,
Draymond Green.
Draymond, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Draymond with his ombre penis.
wow.
It was ombre. But he just made a big deal out of it. I think it was just to get some publicity. I really don't think it was.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he's the executive producer.
Right.
You know?
And he signed a release.
He had to have.
Yeah.
He had to have.
So I just wanted to know.
And Courtney, if you could do some more of those on Power, I wouldn't be mad at you.
All right.